BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's podcast, I get a new recommendation of trash TV. Matt Edmondson and Sarah Jane Crawford go head-to-head on Innuendo Bingo. And also, today's Live Lounge star, George Ezra, plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Kesha.
One.
BBC Radio 1.
And this is Scott. Where is Kesha? Does anyone know? No, don't look under the desk. She's not under there. I mean generally. That was TikTok. Okay, it's 1:15 on Thursday. And this is Mills. How's it going, all right? I don't know what's going to happen in my dance rehearsal today. You've probably heard by now I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing, but my dancer, the pro dancer that I'm dancing with, has brought some gaffer tape with her today, and I don't actually know what it's for. Okay, good. I'm not even talking that much, so it can't be for my mouth. I'm concentrating hard, actually. Right, today on the show, I want to talk about freshers, because a lot of people are going to uni for the first time. Probably in somewhere they've never been before. It's quite scary, meeting lots of new people, making lots of new friends, and joining all the clubs and societies that you'll never go to. But you feel like you have to, don't you? Just to fit in. I enjoyed this tweet from James last night when they were talking about this on The Surgery with Aled and Dr. Rada. It's kind of rule one of university. Join all the clubs and societies. You won't go, but at some point you might want to do Harry Potter yoga. There are such weird things that you can join up. If you have felt the need to actually join one this week, you think to yourself, I'll never go, but I'll join anyway. Text me, 81199. Matt Edmondson and host of The Extra Factor and DJ on One Extra, Sarah Jane Crawford, together playing Innuendo Bingo today at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Norlisa, who's just got to the University of Glasgow. A bit scared, doesn't really know anyone, but has joined the Cheese Society. There's loads of people at Freshers' Fairs today. Yui and Bristol have got theirs tomorrow. Shout out to the Windsurf and Kite Club. Hello, Chris.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Cambridge.
Okay, and your friend has started one of these societies which people might actually go to?
Yes, he started the Lord of the Rings Tolkien Society.
Which university is this?
Royal Holloway.
Okay. Have many people joined up?
From what he said, apparently it's quite popular.
And what happens at his particular club?
I think it's reenactments and just general love of Lord of the Rings.
Reenactments of Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Is this weekly, monthly, biannual?
It's weekly.
Weekly? The thing is, though, when you get to uni, at first you're like, well, I'm going to have loads of spare time, but then you end up not going because you'll be drinking a lot.
Yeah, but at the Tolkien Society, you'll be able to drink a lot because you'll be at parties and stuff for reenactments.
Okay. What's your mate's name?
Ben.
And it's University of Holloway, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hello. I mean, that's going to be really oversubscribed now, isn't it? Now that we've mentioned it.
Just free advertising there.
Love you, bye!
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Diamond.
Ten Walls and Rihanna on Radio 1 and One Extra.
Yeah!
See, this is when I get excited, when the Radio 1 and One Extra family becomes one. We are now on One Extra as well as Radio 1. Matt Edmondson.
Hello.
How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good. I'm always really excited when we get to be on both at the same time.
Have you ever been on One Extra before?
Yeah.
Can I've done. Say hello to my listeners.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Hello.
I've done the occasional. What do they call this thing?
A simulcast.
Yeah. A simulcast. That does sound American, doesn't it?
And obviously, Sarah Jane Crawford is here. You'll know that if you're already listening to One Extra. How are you doing, love?
I'm good. I've come in, no makeup today. I thought, right, I'm just going in hardcore. Because sometimes with Chris Tuck, if I've got loads of makeup on, I'll give him that look where it's like, look, I'm going out later, don't do this to me.
Yeah.
And then he goes easy on me. But because Matt's not here all the time, he'll want to just spit all over me.
Yeah, well, I've gone the other way as well. I've gone full lashes and mascara. So it's going to run terribly.
Yeah. Look, he's got his holiday shorts on.
Yeah, I don't
he's
like
ready
that.
For a
check out the legs, Sarah.
Why didn't you
just... Don't laugh at the legs.
Why didn't you just come in... See, you're in your pyjamas, basically.
No. These are
so
proper swim shorts.
So you can get wet and you don't care.
I sometimes wear them as normal shorts as well.
You should have come in a normal outfit.
Yeah.
So today it's going to be Sarah Jane. Aren't you tired? Like,
yeah,
you've been going... Have you been going around the world for Extra Factor?
Yeah.
Judges' houses?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to know where.
Far away.
Is one of them Ireland?
One of I can tell you that it's not Ireland this year.
What?
I know.
Oh, he's going up in the world.
Oh, he's got himself a villa somewhere.
In
is he now?
Scotland. No, I'm kidding. But no, so I'm quite... That's probably why I haven't worn any makeup. So I just thought, oh.
When was the last time you travelled for that then?
I got back Monday.
Oh, wow, okay.
What time is it in your head now?
It's like Friday.
Okay.
Do you do them all at once or are they spaced out?
It was like back to back. Over like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I went to one place, came back, had a day's rest, then went somewhere else, came back, had 2 days rest, then went somewhere else, stayed there because it was like a few hours from the next place, had a couple of days gallivanting, and then went to the next one and then came back.
And do you stay in the spare room of the judge's house?
Yeah.
Like no, they've got like a place where like when their mum comes over, they put them there.
Yeah, I'm in the guest room. Yeah.
It's fun though, right?
Yeah, really fun.
Good. It looks really good. It looks like
are you loving it?
Yeah, it looks like you're having a great time.
And how are you getting on with your twinkle toes?
That's all right. Going back there today.
You look so much more fresh-faced than I thought you would.
Yeah, I feel
you're
all
glowing.
Right.
You are glowing, right. Actually.
The dancing's good for you.
Yeah, but like if I make it as far as like 3 or 4 weeks in, come and look at me again.
Are you?
It's going to be different.
Are you improving, Scott? Because I watched that launch episode and...
I have to say, yes, I am.
Good.
A little bit.
I didn't get to see that. What did you do on the launch episode?
We had to do a group dance.
A bit wooden. It's a bit wooden.
Yeah, it was really wooden.
You were our waterman.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's good encouragement.
We only had a day to learn that, but I think they want...
Tough love.
If I was good from the start, Matt, there's no journey.
That's true. I totally agree.
Everyone likes a journey. So how many hours a day are you doing dancing?
About five.
So what's your timetable like when you get up from now, and then obviously doing this show, and then...
All right, so I go there at like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yeah. Come and do this, then go back there until about 7 or 8 o'clock.
You're Look, joking.
I'm a beginner, right? I've never danced in my life. So.
And what's everyone else doing? Getting there at 8 and then leaving at 8?
Yeah, I think Pixie Lott's done like 2, 3. But then she'll pick it up really quick, you know?
So. What, she's only doing 2, 3 hours?
Yeah. Oh, no, 2 or 3 days, I think. But she's on tour.
And so are you there every day doing that regime?
Pretty much.
Are you dancing right now? Because we can't see your legs.
I know, but I want to make it look, I want it to be acceptably good. By next Saturday.
And do you like your partner?
I love her. Yeah, she's really nice.
Is she hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Is there anyone that doesn't like their partner?
I think there is.
No?
Maybe. Anyway,
could
so...
Could you imagine like Tim Wannacott rubbing you up the wrong way and you'd be like, oh, come on.
Can I just say, I spoke to someone who was on it once before, I won't say who, and they said that you get really close to who you're...
Well, that's obvious, isn't it?
No, but really close where you start to fancy
heard.
Them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get back to you. Right, we're going to play Inuyo Bingo next with Sarah Jane and Woo! Matt. So take your positions, please, Uh-oh. Ladies.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt Edmondson and Sarah Jane Crawford are here playing Inuendo Bingo. Sarah, you look a bit scared.
Yes, because I've just seen that Matt has an Invisalign brace that he's trying to pry out and it
yeah,
won't come
I've got,
out.
I've got like a plastic brace that goes on my bottom set of teeth.
Have
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Just to straighten them up, right? And you're meant to take it out and stuff. And I'm worried that I'm going to spit it on Sarah Jane Crawford during this.
Oh, man, that's...
But I can't get it out. So if it comes out, Sarah, put it somewhere safe.
Yeah.
Don't swallow it yourself.
Actually, I was going to straighten these two, so would you reckon it would fit mine?
Yeah, if you want my lower set of teeth, it'll work perfectly.
if it does, I'm going to pop it in that BBC mug there.
Yeah.
Right.
I need like a little pint glass like an old person has next to
it. Yeah, next to your bed. Okay, so Sarah Jane and Matt are ready to go. Have you got a change of clothes, SJ?
I have actually, surprisingly.
Of course you have. You've always got clothes here.
You've got a whole wheelie case out there.
And I've always got a wheelie case, haven't
right.
I?
You've always got...
It's left over from judges' houses, yeah. outfit. So I'll be going round in like tropical stuff.
Awesome. Okay, let's put the cameras on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Inuendo Bingo.
If you're new to Inuendo Bingo because you're a listener to One Extra, basically it's dead simple. We find some things on TV that sound a bit rude. Well, actually, the listeners of Radio 1 find them generally. Email me. And then we play them to two people. They put water in their mouths and then when they hear the Inuendo Bingo, which hopefully they think is funny, they will spit water over each other. That's the way it works. It's dead simple. And you can watch it as well. It's actually better when you watch it. It's on the Radio 1 website now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. What?
This is really cold water, and you've got really exciting music that I haven't heard before. This
oh
is
yeah, we've got we've got all new music now. It's like being on a theme park.
Rebranded.
Oh, goodness!
They could turn this into a theme park, right? That'd be brilliant.
It's quite a thought park. Okay, so here we go. Ready?
Uh huh.
Let's do a little cheers to each other.
Cheers.
Clink of the plastic
cheers
cups there. Let's make it a wet one, Matt.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm well up for this.
I know you are.
Sarah Jane, you seem to have got a bit of plastic on your legs there, so yeah, you might want to take that
get
off.
Get that off.
Yeah, because denim's going to be awful.
Getting out of wet jeans.
It's the game, isn't it? I think this is going to be worth watching today. bbc.co.uk/radio1 for innuendo bingo. Here we go then. So, Matt, SJ, we go back to this morning first on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, where Grimmy and Fern are very sad about the thought of even more Music Month ending. I mean, aren't we all? But it's all right. Because Grimmy's got an idea for how they can get over that disappointment.
I am terribly sad that it's ending. I don't know, I think it
should be forever.
I do. I'm so not looking forward to October.
No, me neither.
I'm dreading it.
Should we have it off?
Oh my gosh. That was Matrix style.
You are out of order.
You dodged right out of the way there.
All over me.
Look, I've got a very forceful spit. That's all
you, you are good, actually. I think, obviously, Grimmy meant to take the month off October.
Sure.
That is freezing.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's colder than last time I did this.
No, it's not. It's just in your...
They've changed the tap, so you can only get cold
water. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's just in your head.
Should we have it off?
Thank you, Grimmy, there. Kurt and Henry emailed that one to me.
I regret saying yes to this.
Next, we cross to Nigella Lawson, of course, who is most concerned about what's going to happen to her next. I mean, she's been through all sorts lately.
It makes me very nervous. I had two people in the bottom last week.
That is one of my all-time favourites there from Nigella.
I had two people in the bottom last week.
She's had two contestants in the bottom just last week on The Taste on Channel 4. You don't want to be bottom two, do you?
Why
don't you? Yeah. Got it in the eye there. So.
You waited there, Sarah. That was quite unsporting of you.
Unsporting?
Yeah.
Have you seen me?
You did. It wasn't even when you laughed. You just spat straight in my eye.
Matt's got really good aim.
Yeah. I've also got one very, very wet nipple right now.
Just the one.
Those stripy shorts of yours.
And now, over to Five Live Sport. And here's something to make you really think. Imagine what it's like being England goalkeeper Joe Hart. Now, in particular, this reporter wants you to imagine what it's like walking into the male changing rooms.
There's nothing more to make you concentrate, Mark, than you walk in the dressing room for training every single day, and if you're Joe Hart, you're looking at Willie.
I mean, it's hard not to,
isn't it? We've had a chair collapse there. You're right.
Oh, no, we've not given a comedy chair, have we?
Oh, dear. I've watched a lot of Innuendo Bingo. I always watch it. And I've never seen anyone react like you are.
I don't believe this. Oh.
I'm sort of trying to dart out of the way of it. My spray is wide. It's going to get you. Just take it.
You are doing the Matrix.
But also, it's your little hamster cheeks that are killing me.
I know. I got little jiggly cheeks.
Dan in Newcastle upon Tyne is enjoying this very much.
Because you're filling your cheeks up as much as they can possibly go.
Oh, yeah. There's no more room in there.
Stick more in.
Hello to another Matt who's watching in Bristol on a break from work, and also Josh in Worthing who's loving watching it today. Get on the Radio 1 website. It's good. And thank you very much to everyone that spotted that one about Joe Hart there.
And if you're Joe Hart, you're looking at Willie.
It's hard not to in the changing room. And Joe finding it especially hard not to look at his goalkeeping rival, Willie Cavallero, there. water, please.
Nothing like Willie to distract you.
No, that's true.
All right, love.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's spending too much time with Lily Walsh.
And now, a recent favourite from Pointless Celebrities. Now, I know they put the contestants through their paces quite a lot on that show, but I did not know that Alexander Armstrong makes them go this far.
Well, listen, as I say, you're through, but let's see how low down the column you can get.
Oh, it's so much better because of his posh voice.
Down the column.
Let's see how low down the column you can get.
Love that show.
Help!
Oh, no. Stop retreating into the plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You're never going to recover from that.
This is the worst time I've ever been on.
This is good. I'm enjoying this. Okay. Let us know if you're watching online. Taylor from Petersfield.
Sorry.
Taylor from Petersfield is loving it a lot. Megan in Leeds. Also, Matt spitting is ninja, says someone else.
Yeah, I know.
It's because I practice at home.
Yeah, just watching the old videos. Right. Okay, now we're going to Channel 5 News, where some details have emerged about how King Richard III died. Now, I can't decide...
Oh, no.
I can't decide whether this would be a really painful way to go, or actually I'd quite enjoy it. Here we go.
King Richard III probably died in battle after losing his helmet. Forensic teams believe he was killed by two blows to the head.
Oh. Well, if you're going to be finished off, I guess that's how you'd want to go.
I was on a plane recently and I watched that David Blaine show they did at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen it? You can take down loads of water, like you can do like 2 liters of water and then regurgitate it. Can you please book him for this against SJ?
No.
Should you get David Blaine on?
Oh.
Definitely, yes. I think that's the one to write down, actually. We'll do that.
He was killed by two blows to the head.
Thank you, AJ, for that one.
And you go again with a double spit.
And now...
I'm getting you.
This is another one of my favourite recent clips. This time from Sam Fraser on BBC Radio Solent. Now, I really think that Sam should have checked with her producer before telling this anecdote on air.
There we were, catching up with the old summer holiday news.
Yes, Matt. Have you heard this one?
Carry on.
I like it when it spills out when they've heard it before. Here we go.
And there we were, catching up with the old summer holiday news. And while we were having our drink, one of the teachers from the school that our children are at came over and said, "Oh, ladies, how lovely to see you." And said that another of his colleagues was going to meet him. We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Absolutely lovely. That's such a good one.
Oh, I bet it's gone down the wrong way.
Oh, no. Oh. That's what they do in Southampton.
This is dreadful. When's Chris back?
He's back on Monday.
Oh.
Are you okay?
No.
You look like you're in pain.
We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
And now to Newsbeat. And here's Simon Mundy on the sports desk. And Simon thinks he knows the question on everyone's mind. Although, I worry maybe this was just him.
The misfiring Fernando Torres at Chelsea. So the question is, will he come good or keep firing blanks?
Will he or not? Who knows?
Will he come good?
Thank you.
I love your little edits you do after.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah and Barry, for that one. Now, this is an all-time classic. This one deserves a lot of spray.
Can I just say, SJ, I've got a very dry face over here. Yeah. You can give as good as you're getting.
She's not
I'm
very...
trying, but I'm ducking from you. I'm wet through. Just the underwear.
Just don't try and duck and just project.
Honestly, yeah, it just kind of goes all over yourself and you make a mess of yourself.
Answer me this. Can you get any wetter than you are now?
No.
Yeah, right. You might as well go for it. Get him. Get him. No. Play nice. Don't actually throw it over him.
Again, even then, bad aim. Dry, totally dry face.
Okay. One more. Now, Paul Miller on BBC Oxford.
Sorry. By the way, I was going easy on you before. It's about to get really bad.
Paul Miller on BBC Oxford was reporting on all those hair-raising things that have been going on. Do you remember during the winter storms last year? Here we go.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Did you hear that one before as well?
Yeah.
His back door was smashed in.
You see, Matt knows all the clips, all the old ones. Sarah Jane Crawford, it's been an absolute pleasure. And she...
I wish I could say the same.
And she limps back to the One Extra studio. Matt Emmonson,
There's
that
no
was...
no show on One Extra now. No, I'm joking.
Thank you, Scott.
That was absolutely amazing. Please come back soon. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, SJ. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The Script have the number one album in the UK at the moment. Well, they did yesterday as things stood on the official chart update. We're going to play Superheroes, first single from it in a minute. And also Duke Dumont. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Georgie.
Hi, Georgie, where are you?
I am listening to you in the flower shop that I work in.
Where's that, please?
In Cam, in Gloucestershire.
Oh, OK. Is that Carn?
Cam.
Cam.
C-A-M.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're a florist.
I am indeed.
How can I help?
I was wondering when you were going to play Sassy George Ezra's Live Lounge.
Why do you think he's sassy?
Because he really is. Did you not hear him? He's the sassiest.
He's on Real or No Real at 3:40 today.
I'm going to be listening then. I hope he's extra sassy.
You proper love him, don't you?
I really do. I love his face and I love his voice.
What about his face do you love?
Everything.
Okay. Have
just
you seen
his
him?
His face as a whole.
Have you seen him before alive or anything?
Yeah, I have at Glastonbury.
Okay. See, I didn't believe until I saw him live that voice actually comes out of him.
I know. You wouldn't believe it, would you? But then again,
it happens.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, I'm actually going to play it now. I'm going to play... To be honest, I'm not going to play Girls Just Want to Have Fun, although it was an interesting cover. Did you enjoy that?
I did. I really enjoyed that.
I'm going to play Blame It On Me and listen to Dev later on because he's going to reveal the video. He'll tell you what time it's there, all right?
Amazing.
And I know that you will be watching it again and again and again and again on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
Every single hour.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Okay, let's play Blame It On Me from the Live Lounge earlier with Fern. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988? It's amazing how many people are so stupid. He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. I think it sounds like a part of the female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time. It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad. I was going to have him ordained as a rabbi, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately.
And I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd be mugged by the gay man's chorus.
I think you may have interrupted me. Your counterclaim is one of the most offensive things I've seen since that pink V-neck shirt.
You care about that because I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, this is Faye.
Hi, Faye, what's going on?
Well, I'm just calling in regards to something you mentioned yesterday on your show in regards to farts don't smell on aeroplanes.
They don't.
No, they do. I actually work on the aeroplanes. And
are you a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot.
Are you the person that does the luggage?
I'm the person that serves you your tea and coffee.
Oh, I love. Beef, please.
So I serve your tea and coffee, and I also experience a lot of fart smells, which isn't great.
Oh, okay. Are you short or long haul?
Short.
Oh, right. So you're not even serving a meal. You're just serving a sandwich, if that, aren't you?
It's just a sandwich or a panini and a tea and a biscuit.
Yeah, and I've probably got to pay for that in a meal deal, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, though, because I get some box of chips. Oh.
That's the one.
I know. I know the deal. Believe. Or that weird toasty that you take to the front of the plane for about 10 minutes, and it's like burning hot lava. When you actually eat it?
Well, I've never actually eaten it, to be honest. So,
what are you doing at the front of the plane to that toaster? Are you, like, putting it in some kind of furnace?
No, we're actually all hiding away because everybody's farting on the plane and it stinks.
So you're there in your either orange or blue uniform. Which one is it?
Blue uniform.
You're saying that it smells bad?
It reeks. It's really bad. Where I have to sometimes walk away. I'll tell you this for free. You can never hear a fart on an aeroplane. They're always silent.
Oh, is that to do with the altitude?
Possibly. Maybe all the vibrations and the noise. You know, there's 200 people in a tin can in the sky, all of which whom definitely fart.
I was told that they're special seats that cover up the smell. But I've been guffing on planes for years. Are you telling me that actually they smelt the whole time?
Yes.
I was absolutely convinced that they didn't.
It is. It's not just the passengers, it is the crew as well.
Oh, right, well, there we are. Farty pants.
Farty pants.
That's you.
That's a new one.
I'll have to take your word for it. I mean, you'll know best there, won't you? So, all right, love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Jacob Banks, I find it weird to think that Radio 1 is sometimes on in doctors' and dentists' waiting rooms, and sometimes some of the content may not be kind of conducive to... Well, not everyone will agree with it. Do you know what I mean? I think that's just happened in Ryan's dental surgery. He's just waiting to have a tooth out. And listening to the fart on planes caller, everyone in the waiting room is just kind of like looking at the radio like, ugh. A bit like they do here at the BBC when they get in the lift which has got Radio 1 playing. Ugh.
Is BBC Radio 1.
Don't know who's done it, but thanks very much to whoever has set me up for some Taylor Swift updates on what she's doing on my email. Cheers. I know what I'll be doing tonight, apart from learning to dance again, obviously. Taylor Swift's store is now open. Yeah, I'll be shopping later on. You can buy everything, even keyrings.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lucy.
Hello, Lucy. What's going on?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that you have the same appalling taste in television as me, so I found a programme I think you might like.
Right, OK, let me ask you a question. When Hot Tub Britain was on the other day, were you really upset at what it actually was about?
Yeah, I was expecting to see some trashy vulgarity, and instead it was,
so was
all a bit technical.
There's people that make hot tubs and like their showroom in that. I don't want to see that.
This is not interesting, is it?
Judge Rinder, you a fan?
Oh, I love him on the radio, but I haven't seen his programme yet. I need to watch it on the player, because it's on the internet, isn't it?
Mate, if you like the same programmes as me, you need to get into that.
I know, I really, really do. I'm going to put aside some time this weekend and get involved, I think.
Right, what have you got for me?
Okay, so it's a show called Bad Bridesmaid, and it's basically about a bridal party away on a hen weekend who think that they're being filmed for a documentary on hen weekends. But what's actually happening is the bride is in on a conspiracy with an actress who turns up to the hen weekend and just behaves terribly to try and annoy everyone as much as possible.
Oh, what a good idea.
It's so good. And the actress in the episode that I saw was brilliant because she was just vile. It's hilarious.
Right, OK, I need to watch this. Is this the... I've got a clip here. Is it Francesca?
Yes, that was her.
Right, so she's the bad bridesmaid. She's the one that's a set-up, right?
That's right. She's an actress and she's pretending that she's an old family friend that's going to be a last-minute addition to the bridesmaids. And if the bridesmaids don't cotton on to it, then the bride wins a honeymoon.
What a good idea.
Hi, I'm Francesca Marie Hamilton. I'm 33 years old with the face of a 25-year-old. I'm currently in PR and marketing, but I'm making the shift into becoming a songwriter / singer.
Oh my God, amazing!
It's so good. And there's this bit where they all go and learn a dance routine on the hen weekend and she turns up in these little sparkly gold sequin shorts and she's sort of bending and lunging and these girls are just all looking at her wondering what the hell's going on.
Okay. Is it on a lot or is it just on a few times? I need to series link.
It's a new series. I think the one with Francesca is the first episode, so hopefully there'll be lots more to come.
But it's not like Millionaire Matchmaker where there's hundreds of them because it just clogs up my system.
No, at the moment, if you series link it, it should just be a couple because it's a new series, so it won't go mental.
Right, so I've got the bit here where Francesca is surrounded by all the other girls and the bride, and she says this.
The MOH, Maid of Honour.
I was like,
sorry, that sounds like we say MOH and Maid of Honour. Who's the Maid of Honour? I should probably liaise with the Maid of Honour.
I don't have one.
Don't you have one?
No.
No, really?
No, just...
Well, that's funny. Everyone has a maid of honour. I think you should have one. It'd probably be easier to...
Oh.
She actually then makes all the bridesmaids do an apprentice-style pitch about why they should be maid of honour.
M-O-H?
Yeah, M-O-H, darling, M-O-H.
I am so getting into that. Right, OK, Bad Bridesmaid. What channel is it on?
Channel 3.
Channel 3?
Like, off of old days.
ITV... 2, is it? I've just been told.
Yeah, so if you go onto the ITV player, it'll be on there.
Awesome. All right, thanks for that tip. I always like tips of bad TV because I hadn't spotted that one.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Somebody needs to point out that nobody goes to the discotheque anymore to Charlie XCX. Apart from people in Europe, there's that nice lad called Michael, of course, that invited me to the discotheque that time in Cyprus. I declined. Charlie XCX, track of the day, break the rules.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like it when sometimes people they have something that just pops into their head from the show before and they're like, oh, I'll play it again. Hello, Sherry on Twitter, who wants the apparently kid. Just the one off the TV news in America that just says apparently.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
What's the Powerball?
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah. I hope that's all right for you, Sherry. And you just put on YouTube.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is the excellent George Ezra. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how was your live lounge?
Yeah, really fun. Yeah.
Fun?
Fun, with the band.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
And you were just saying to me that you could choose literally anything for your cover, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, we had to kind of let people know what we were going to do just in case it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're pleased with the results.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very good. It's nice to meet you anyway.
Yeah,
here's Dev.
Oh, cheers. George Ezra gets the excellent George Ezra and I just get here's Dev.
Here's Dev.
Here's the glorious Dev.
That's better.
And it's time for Real or No Real. It's very simple. What we've been doing is getting some people in that are doing the live lounge on Even More Music Month and playing our game. You just tell me real or no real to these sometimes ridiculous facts. Here's your first one.
In France, ducks don't go quack quack, they go quan quan.
We mean what they sound like or what it's
or
written
what
down
say
like phonetically.
Like.
What they say.
Oh.
Because I know that dogs in French comic books say wouah wouah.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
There's another one as well. Do you mean like what people say the ducks sound like? Or do you... Because ducks sound the same wherever.
It's very true.
Do they though?
Well, if that's what you're asking...
I feel like French ducks would be a little bit... They're a little bit pompous, a little bit up themselves, you know?
Boof.
You think? What, if you don't feed them artisan bread, they're off.
Yeah.
I reckon this is real. It sounds silly enough to be real.
So they go quan quan and not quack quack in France.
Saying real for that one.
You're saying real? George Ezra is saying?
I'm still a bit confused as to whether you... but I'm saying no real.
To be honest, George, I don't know.
I'm saying no real. Answer.
No real.
That one is real.
Yeah!
Because ducks don't actually go quack quack, really, do they?
I think a bin in French as well is a poubelle.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And French for candy floss is barba papa, which means beard of my father. It's weird, isn't it? You don't want to lick your father's beard.
No.
Gross.
So quack quack is just how we write it down. In France, they write it down as coin coin, which is pronounced quan quan. And next.
The smoke machines that are now used in the live lounge were given to Radio 1 for free by the National Lottery because they didn't want them anymore.
Oh, you'd be a good person to ask about this, Scott.
What about the lottery?
The smoke machines in the lottery. So what, do they not use them anymore?
I don't think I've ever had smoke on my entrance on the lottery.
I think they have.
No, there's not smoke. There's an audience. Applause. And here's your host... And then you just watch the ball spin round and wish everyone luck and hope they win millions.
But maybe they had smoke once upon a time.
Maybe they did back in the day. I mean, I've not noticed smoke. Mind you, if we've got the smoke machines now, then there won't be any smoke anymore, will there? So the National Lottery have given the live lounge at Radio 1 the smoke machines because they didn't want them anymore. Did you have smoke today, George?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we had smoke today.
Did you?
Not as I walked in. It wasn't, I think it was like as we sat down and for the cameras.
Well, a bit like dry ice. Did you feel like you're in a Westlife video?
Yeah, we were sat down as well.
Oh, nice. It's
perfect.
Which is great for, I think, for your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Guinevere and Excalibur still on the lottery?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, they are.
How many is there in total, do we know?
I think four.
Oh.
One of them was retired recently and I asked for it to be in my house, but they wouldn't let me. I think it was Arthur. They were about to let me have it, but then they were like, no.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know where they go. Apparently there's going to be some like National Lottery Museum at some point.
Really?
What, with some ball spinning? What, with a machine that like spin the balls
around? Fun day out.
Oh, wow.
For all the family.
Let's go to that. Anyway, so are the smoke machines in the live lounge the ones off the National Lottery? George?
I'm saying no real.
I think it's all BBC. We're all trying to save money in that. I'm saying it's real.
That one is no real.
No, actually, they're very expensive and brand new, thank you. And next.
Catfish and the Bottlemen have decided to keep themselves grounded as a band by only paying themselves £60 a week spending money.
And I think that's between them.
Wow. Between them, okay. And famously, they are a band of 20, so that really isn't going to stretch very far.
£60's not that much spending money.
A week.
A week, yeah.
You can make it stretch.
If it's...
Pop down a little.
Are you sure that it's for all of them to share?
I'm just checking, George.
Yeah.
Yes, I just had it in my ear that yes, it's for all of them for a week.
I think once you start experiencing a bit of success as a band, you get a lot of things for free anyway, don't you? Like when you go to festivals and stuff, it's all.
I don't know. When was the last time you paid for something, George?
I seem to remember. I paid for something recently, but I made sure I got the money back straight away. No, I'm joking. You
keep the receipt.
I get what they're... If it's true, I kind of get, you know, keeping an eye on how much they give themselves. But I'm just trying to think realistically for all of them. There's four of them.
I mean, you could do it.
Yeah, you could, but... I don't know.
Look at his head. Look, it's going around. Yes, cogs are turning.
Yeah. I'm trying to do the math.
Is it possible?
So it's £15 each a week.
I think you could make it stretch.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
If you were really
especially if they're on
it.
Tour, because there'll be food at venues.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe getting free drinks. And
I mean,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
You do get a lot of stuff paid for already, don't you?
Yeah. And if they like, you know, when you go into a dressing room and you get like a bit of a spread, if they took that with them, rationed it out on the tour bus and that,
yeah,
I reckon they can make this work.
Let's say real.
I mean, if I ever do a DJ set, I take it all home.
Even if you borrowed the decks, they're going home with you.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't mean that, George. I meant the food and everything. Like, you know, if there's some Haribo there, I'll have that. Is that bad? I just sweep it all into your bag at the end of the night.
Do you ever turn up and they got like a massive bottle of like spirits or something? I'm not going to drink all of that.
Oh, no, but I have it away.
Right, okay, yeah, take it. Just in case.
Well, it's there for me anyway. So, like, I mean, you know.
Waste not, whatnot. Oh, yeah. Just to be opposite you, George, I'm saying no real on this one.
That one is real.
Wow.
Yeah, they said in an interview online. We'll ask them when they're in tomorrow. But yeah, £60 a week between them. And finally, the man who played the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars sometimes gets bored and drives around scaring truck drivers by talking to them on their CB radios.
Do we mean James Earl Jones?
Yes.
The guy who does...
Who is it? Darth Vader?
Yeah.
He's not been, a like guy.
Yeah.
He's not been very busy recently, has he?
Well, not for a while, no. And probably like he's a bit typecast now.
Yeah, imagine. There's not really that much work going on. Mind you, there's some new Star Wars films.
Yeah, there's one being...
No, it's hasn't Disney bought it. Is that right? Right?
Okay, so I went to the National Lottery Stars Awards the other night. Yes, I did. On TV on Friday night. Guess what they're making there at Pinewood, where it was? Star Wars.
Oh,
and I saw
goodness.
Some stormtroopers.
How
have I not mentioned this?
Yeah.
This actually, like I haven't told anyone this.
There was that big news about the pilot who'd gone over the studios and he saw, I'm going to get beaten up by Star Wars fans now, but was it an X-Wing fighter that he saw? I'm not sure.
I didn't understand what you said. You went too high there. Only dogs could hear you.
I was trying to disguise it.
So Darth Vader, the voice of, gets in trucks and sometimes just scares truck drivers by talking to him on his CB radio. Old school.
I can see this. He's bored. He's not got that much to do. He's probably made a lot of money. You know, doesn't have to just go and get a regular 9-to-5. Kills a couple of hours in the day. I reckon real.
Gets him out of the house.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
George?
I'm going to, like last time, I'm going to go opposite and say no real.
That one is real.
I knew it!
Yes, so...
What
a joker.
It's true, but he's had to stop because truck drivers were getting too scared and complaining on him. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real, featuring Dev and George Ezra... Hang on, I've just got the scores coming in my ear now. George got 20 and Dev also got 20. So,
yeah,
high fives all round. George, thank you very much for doing this today and well done for the live lounge. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks, Dev.
Cheers, Scott.
If you enjoyed the Matt Edmondson and Sarah Jane Crawford Innuendo Bingo, the video, which is excellent, you know it always makes it better when you watch it, is on the Radio 1 YouTube now. Just search Radio 1 on YouTube. We're back on tomorrow at 1:15. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.